Start your day, a Torah, Rabbi Zev Duna.
Good morning, good Chodesh. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you very much for giving me the schus to start the day in Torah way with you. To start the month in Torah way. We all know that when we start the day and the month with happiness, the whole month, the whole day goes different. This is a major Kiddush Hashem. I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Pamalio Shel Malo now and tells them, Chazu, Chazu, Bonai, Chavivai, look my sweet children of Manchester who are coming together to start the day in Torah way, to start the month in Torah way. This is a big Kiddush Hashem. And of course, when we start the day in Torah way, it shows the Avas HaTorah that we have. The biggest achoneku to Kabbalas HaTorah is to start the day, the month in Torah way. Because usually a person likes to start the day with something that he likes. If you start the day in Torah way, it means this is the most important thing in life. You feel that anechemodi mizov umipozrov umesuki midvash venoifes tzufim. And besides it, when you start the day in a good way, the whole day is different. Besides that, the Torah gives a big siyata dishmaye, gives you happiness. Torah Hashem tmimo meshivas nofesh. The Torah fills a person up. The Torah makes a person happy. And when you start the day in Torah way, you start the month in Torah way, the old day is a different siyata dishmaya. When you go after it to business or whatever you do after it, it's a tzlocha dikadei, it's a different day. We know that everything goes after the yesoid, after the beginning of the day, the beginning of the month. Who doesn't know the famous forno in the beginning of Parshas Fkudei, the first forno? He asks a beautiful question. Famous forno. The forno asks, what is the difference between the Botei Mikdoshois, the first Beis Hamikdosh and the second Beis Hamikdosh that God destroyed? And the Mishkon says was Nignaz Venishar Leoilom. They buried. The Mishkon they buried. From when we come the time, Imitz Hashem very soon, will be Zoyche when Moshiach will come. They will take out all what there was going as for the Mishkon, the Kalim. But why the Botei Mikdosh is the first Beis Hamikdosh and the second one got banned, got destroyed, and the Mishkon was didn't have the schus? Says the Sforno, the difference was, who built the Beis Hamikdosh? The Beis Hamikdosh built the Goyim. The Yesoid wasn't Mikdusha Ubetayre. When the Yesoid is not Mikdusha Ubetayre, all the doesn't have a siyata dishmaya that the emshech shall be exist. The Mishkon, who built the Mishkon? The Mishkon Betzalel, Isomor, Gdoyle Ador built the Mishkon. The Yesoid was Bigdusha Ubetayre. When the Yesoid is Bigdusha Ubetayre, when we come to build a building, a house, when the Yesoid is Bigdusha Ubetayre, everything has a siyata dishmaya to continue. We'll take an example. All of us had on the Twin Towers in America, Zecher Tzadikim V'Kedoshim Livroche, massive building, 100 floors, I don't know how many floors they had there. I believe that the one who built this building When he built a building, he put so strong yesoides to be all this such a building. The more higher, the highest the building is, the more the yesoides have to be more strong, more deep. Why? Because the more you want to come up, the yesoides, the beginning have to be good. The yesoides, the more the yesoides is strong, the more after it they continue the hemshech as a siyata dishmaya. The Goyen Mivilne says, if every yeshiva and every shul, when we build the shul and the yeshiva, if every stone will be built lishmo, wouldn't be shayach that after it's when we come to daven in the shul or in the yeshiva, that we will daven without kavone. Sinishto azazach, says the Goyen Mivilne, why? Because the yesoid was lishmo, was bikdusha ubetayre. When the yesoid is bikdusha ubetayre, all the emshech is a siyata dishmaye. When we have the schus to study day in Torah way, besides the kiddush Hashem, the yesoid to study months in Torah way, the day, so for sure, the continue of the day will be a day of siyata dishmaye, a day of happiness. I would like to share with you now, to swim with you a bit, with the shaila be'alocha that we had, and we'll see how it can be noigea lemaise, also maybe to bnei chutz loretz, ben eretz Yisroel. Maise she'oyo, kach oyo. We all know, and whoever doesn't know, 2 weeks ago we started to say Moirid Atol in Eretz Yisrael. Or we say it in Chutz Loretz, they stopped to say Mashiv Ruach Moirid Agoshem. And we started to say the same Brocho. The Maise was a shul in Eretz Yisrael. They sent the chazan to Davin for Shliach Tzibur, a nice Shliach Tzibur. And the Shliach Tzibur starts Chazor HaSashatz, comes to the second broche, Ato Giboir Le'olam Hashem, Mechayem Meisim Ato Rav Lo Ishiya, Mashiv Oruach Umoirid Agoshem, Mechal Keil Chayim Mechesed, Mechayem Meisim Merachamim Rabim Vechulei, Veroifei Choylim, and he got a refuah from Shomayim. He remembered, 1 second, we started now to say Moirid Atol, or we stopped Mashiv Ruach. I just said Mashiv Ruach. So the Oilom was shaking and shouted straight away, Moirid Atol, go back. So he went straight away back. Moirid Atol, Mechalkel Chaim Bechesed, and continued davening and finished. Lichure, Muskal Rishon, he did very well. He replaced himself. I would say replaced. He was metaken himself. Ratified himself. He came back. He said the right word, Moirid Atol. He came back. After davening, all the mispalelim came to the Rov, shouting and screaming that we have to go over again on Chazor HaSashatz, Lichura, we wasn't Yoitz. With a beautiful time. What does it help to come back and to say Moirid Atol, Mashiv Ruach Umoirid Agoshem? Be'emes, we have to understand. What is the protection that in the summer, when someone comes and says Moirid Atol by mistake, he has to go back? Soon we'll see to where. Soon we'll see to where you have to go back. But you have to go back. In the winter, in the beginning of the winter, when we started Mashiv Ruach Umoirid Agoshem, if someone by mistake says Moirid Atol in the winter, he doesn't have to go back. By the summer, when we say Moirid Atol, he has to go back. What's the protection here? What's the answer? Says the Mishneh Brura in Simen Kuf Yud Daled, Geshem in the summer is Simen Klole. He's a klole. We don't want rain in the summer. In Eretz Yisrael, of course, it's a klolel. So if someone said by mistake, Mashiv Ruach Umoirid HaGoshem, he said a klolel. In the summer, he have to go back. In a minute, we're going to see where he have to go back. But before I come to this point, where he have to come back, the shaila is, so what is going to help him if he said now, Moirid Atol Mechal Kel Chaim Bechesed, what is going to help him? What did he was metaken himself when the klole is there? A few minutes ago, he said, Mashiv Ruach Umoirid HaGoshem, he said a klole. He comes back, oh, he made a mistake. And Moirid Atol Mechal Kel Chaim Bechesed. The klole is there. He said before Mashiv Ruach, so what is going to help him to come back to Moirid Atol? Let's see a minute, where do we have to come back? The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Yudalet writes that when someone made a mistake and said Mashiv Ruach Umoirid HaGoshem instead of Moirid Atol, he goes back and continue Mechal Kel Chaim in the middle, remembered, to the beginning of the second Boche Ato Gibor Lo'ilom Hashem. This I still understand. What the Shulchan Aruch says, I understand. Because even if he said before, Mashiv Ruach Umoirid HaGoshem, and it was a klole, but let's say, if he goes back to Ato Gibor, so he starts a whole new subject, a whole new broche. Say this, he said before, now he was metaken the whole broche. The Mishne Brure on this Shulchan Aruch says straight away, Bediyeved, you know, if someone came back only to the words, Rav Leo Yishia, Mashiv Ruach Moirid Atol, Mechal Kel Chaim Bechesed, or let's say Chumdei Chutz Loretz, Rav Lo Yishia, Mechal Kel Chaim Bechesed, says the Mishne Brure, Bediyeved, he was Yoitze. This I also could understand a bit, because he changed his subject a bit. He came back, he said something that makes sense. Rav Lo Yishia, Mechal Kel Chaim Bechesed, Rav Lo Yishia, Moirid Atol. But in our Maise, in our case, in Eretz Yisrael, this chazan, when he remembered in the middle of Mechal Kel Chaim Bechesed that he said by mistake, Mashiv Ruach Umoirid HaGoshem, he came back and said, Oi, Moirid Atol Mechal Kel Chaim Bechesed. Doesn't make sense. What he was metaken, the klole that he said before, Mashiv Ruach, he said, when you start a new broche, it's a new broche. This broche was 100%. Rav Lo Yishia is all subject that we understand. Rav Lo Yishia Moirid Atol. But to say, Mashiv Ruach Moirid HaGoshem, you said the klole, and now I say straight away, Moirid Atol, what this will help to take away the klole that he said? This is a beautiful question. This question, the Te'ilo Ledovid already asks this question. After Kedei Dibu, not. Avozner asks you a question. Is all Simen in Chelek Vovra, Avozner, Shevet Alevi, Simen Tezayin, look, there he speaks. What's the difference? Why, if we say now, if it's Kan Metaken, what is will help even Toch Kedei Dibu? He has an old Tshuva there from Rishonim, Achroinim, with Teilo Ledovid to ask you a question. Very nice question. But I'm speaking even in the middle of Mechal Kel Chaim, long after Kedei Dibur. He came back to Moirid Atol. What is will help him? Before we're going to fall and continue this Shaila, I would like to understand a bit what's going on here. In the summer, we say Moirid Atol. Bnei Chutz Loretz doesn't say nothing. Rav Lo Yishia Mechal Kel Chaim Bechesed. We're coming there. Why is it? What's the difference? Is a machloike Shulchan Aruch and Ramo in Simen Kuf Yudalet, and this is a very, very interesting thing. If you have an answer for me, I asked loads of Talmidei Chachomim, and they didn't give me an answer. It's one of the few places that we found Machloike Shulchan Aruch and Ramo, Bnei Ashkenaz and Bnei Sfarad, what to do? One of them is in Simen Kuf Yudalet, says the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, that in the Bakaitz on Oimrim Moirid Atol, Vekachu Mineg Roiv Bnei Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, everywhere and anywhere, we say Moirid Atol. Comes the Ramo says, ואונו בני אשכנז, איננו אומרים מוריד התול במוי סחמו. No, we don't say. This way in חוץ לאורץ, באמס, everyone, besides נוסח ספרד, everyone, says רב לא אישי, המחל כל חיים בחסד, without מוריד התול. And it's very interesting, because we בני אשכנז, we always נויג like the רמו. So why here in this aloha in Eretz Yisrael, everyone comes and says, Moirid Atol, what's going on here? We find in another interesting place that we had now, 2 weeks ago, also a difference between Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Loretz, Leila Seder, after davening in Shul, if we say Alel, in Chutz Loretz they don't say Alel. Bnei Ashkenaz, Bnei Ashkenaz. Eretz Yisrael, every shul says Alel. Why? It's also a machloike Shulchan Aruch v'Ramo. The Shulchan Aruch says we have to say Alel in shul also, besides the Alel of Agodah Shel Pesach. And the Ramo says, Onu Bnei Ashkenaz, we don't say Alel. So Bnei Chutz Loretz Be'emes, who does like the Ramo, they don't say Alel. In Eretz Yisrael, everyone does. Why? Why is it? Why in these few places we do like the Shulchan Aruch? Maybe lichvoidoy of the Shulchan Aruch that he was the more the Ared Yisrael. So why only in these places is so many machloike Shulchan Aruch and Ramo, Bnei Ashkenaz and Bnei Sfarad, and we don't find we do. Maybe by the Yekes we find also washing the hands before Kiddush, so Shaila. But we don't find such a thing. I don't know. I don't know why in these places we find it. Anyway, in Chutz Loretz, they don't say the Chazanish used to say Alel in Leila Seder without a broche. Because Bishlei me'az korov moirid atol, as korov moirid atol, Seder. The Ramo says we don't have to say, we don't say moirid atol. Lichvoidoy of the Shulchan Aruch, min hageretz Yisrael, we say mid moirid atol, so moirid atol, and as az kore. But if the Ramo says not to say Alel in Leila Seder, how can we say a broche? To say an extra broche? So the Chazanish used to say Alel, without a broche. There's loads of people in Eretz Yisrael, Be'emes, where they ask the Chazan to be moitzi them in the broche because of this, because it's Machloikes Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch. Anyway, let's go back to our Shaila. Bnei Chutz Loretz, say Rav Lo Ishiya, Mechal Kel Chaim Bechesed. And this guy, this Chazan, came in the middle of Mechal Kel Chaim Bechesed, came back, said, Moirid Atol, Moirid Atol, Mechal Kel Chaim Bechesed. He wanted to metaken himself, to replace himself. And the question is, how does it help? Lichurei should go back in davening. All the Mispalelim came and said to the Rav, he wasn't Yoitze. So Bishleime, we said, come to the Shulchan Aruch, that you go back to Ato Giboir. So you start a broche again, he's an Ayah broche. Or come to the Mishne Brura who says that Bediyeved, when someone comes back to Rav Lo Ishiya, is also enough. So also the old subject is a new subject. I can a bit understand. But this Chazan, in our case, he went back to Moirid Atol. Moirid Atol will don't help him. Because he said the klole a minute before he said, Mashiv Ruach Moirid Agoshem. And he comes back, Moirid Atol. The klole is there. How can he attack himself? This is a beautiful question. But before we go back to this, to answer this question, let's go back where we find such a aloche, exactly the same aloche. We find in Borech Oleinu. I don't want to forget the Chofetz Chaim is a moiredi kechidush of the Teilo LeDovid. The Teilo LeDovid says a moiredi kechidush between the Bnei Chutz Loretz and Bnei Eretz Yisrael. The Teilo LeDovid says the Chofetz Chaim used to live in Radin. The Chofetz Chaim himself didn't say moirid atol. He's like Bnei Chutz Loretz, Rav Lo Ishiya Mechal Kel Chaim Bechesed. The Chofetz Chaim that said that Bediyeved, when someone said Mashiv Ruach, he can come back to Rav Lo Ishiya. This only for when he spoke to Bnei Chutz Loretz, Leshitosoi, that you don't say in the Same Moirid Atol. So it's enough to come back to Rav Lo Ishiya, or at least to come back to Rav Lo Ishiya. Why? Because can you imagine in our case, comes the chazan and says, Mashiv uach umir deshvachal kel chayim ches, chayim meizim chayim ches, chayim meizim chayim ches, chayim it's the summer now. I said, Mashiv uach umir deshvachal, what's going on here? Mechal kel chayim ches, chayim meizim chayim rabim. Bnei chutz loretz, don't say moirid at all. He comes back to mechal kel chayim bechesed. What this will help him? Nothing. He didn't metake nothing. Doesn't make sense. He said, Mashiv uach umir deshvachal. To replace himself, to metaken himself the only way, if he says, Rav lo ishiya, mechal kel chayim bechesed. Says the Tehilo le David, amoyredi kechidush. But the Ben Eretz Yisrael, we, that we say moyred at all, can sign that if we come back, the chazan comes back and said, moyred at all, mechal kel chayim bechesed, it helps. Because he said something. A ben chutz loretz, he can't go back to mechal kel chayim bechesed. Doesn't make sense. He has to come back to Rav lo ishiya, says the Mishnah Berurah b'di'eved. If you came back, it's me'ani. But ben chutz loretz, ben eretz Yisrael, if he says moirid atol, because the whole year he says moirid atol, will be enough to say moirid atol. And this comes up the question much harder. Why is it and how is it helps? When he said a few minutes ago, Mashiv Ruach Umoirid HaGoshem, when says that in the summer you have to go back, why? Because in the summer Geshem is a klole, so the klole is there. What is will help? So let's go on a minute to Boruch Oleinu and we'll see that the same aloha we found there. What's going to be if someone said, Boruch Oleinu Hashem Elokeinu Es Hashono Hazois Vechulei? וסיין טל ומוטר לברוך על פניו אדומו, וסבינו מטובך ובורך וכולי, ברוך אתו השם. One second, וסיין טל ומוטר? We are now in the summer, we say the same ברוך, we started 2 weeks ago. What's going on here? So he goes back to ברוך עלינו. ברוך עלינו. אז זה השתית אין הלוכה. ברוך עלינו, and replace, he says again, וסיין ברוך. Says the ביור הלוכה, it's enough if he came back. He didn't go back to the beginning of the Brocha Boruch Oleinu. He went back only to the words, V'sein Brocha al Pneu Adomo. It's also else, B'dieved. B'dieved is Me'ani. Someone who finished the Brocha of Boruch Oleinu, Boruch Ato Hashem Evorech Hashonim. Oi, I forgot. I didn't say V'sein Brocha, I said V'sein Talumoto. He goes back from the beginning of Boruch Oleinu. And I'm asking you the question. Goes back to the beginning of Boruch Oleinu, says the same Brocho, finishes Mevorech Hashonim, goes home, drinks a coffee, and is very happy. How does he help? Why? Ishmonesre was with two Boruch Oleinu. One was a good one, and the second one was a wrong one. Or the first one was the wrong one. We're telling him, go back to Boruch Oleinu, say the right one. What is going to help? You said the klole, you said the Saint Alumoto in the summer. No, go back to the Boruch, and then what? And then he's Mesak, and what? He did the old Boruch again. Why? Why this will help? Lemaise in his Shmonesre is something wrong. You're reminding me like one has a machine of money. He wants to take something, some tweets out. He puts £1 in, doesn't work. So he puts another two. And then he's wearing an automati, whatever comes out, if it comes out, so he gets, if not, not. So Shmonesre, so someone davens, make the wrong Shmonesre, he comes back to the broche to try to attack in the broche, and now automatically this goes up, and whatever is the right broche will come up, whatever not, will don't come up. How it works?
Are you asking even to start from Baruch Aleinu's, how does it work?
Of course, how does it work? And then let's come back to our Shai Fes, Shai Lois, Ato Gibor the same. You come back to Ato Gibor. Very nice you started a new broche, but am I saying you Shmonesre, you send up there, you have a wrong nusach, you send Mashiv Ruach, you send them a klole. Say them, Atalumoto is nishtu bo, he said the Geshem is a klole. He said the same Talumoto and went back to Boruch Oleinu.
He said the word Brocher. He said the word Brocher in the same Talumoto.
Ah, the Brocher in Elm. Why, so why we come back at all? Why we go back at all when someone says it? Don't know? Nice question. Maybe if you say in the middle, Geshem in the summer is Klole. Yeah, there is something else. There you didn't say Yalev Yovoi. Now you're saying Yalevi Yovo is something else. Here you said something wrong. You said something wrong. And now you're saying something good. So say that. You have two Shmonesre, one good, one not good. Was a Maise with the Chazon Ish, a very interesting Maise with the Chazon Ish. It's a very, very nice Maise. Someone said, someone started Borech Oleinu, Hashem Eloikeinu is Ashono Azois. He davened like the Manchester Rosh Shiva, word by word, in the Siddur, without to look out from the words. And Baruch Hashem, he said the right one. He comes Mevorech Hashonim. Oi, the Saint Brocha, I said today. Today is the Saint Talumoto, we have to say. Went back again to Borech Oleinu and said the Saint Talumoto. Finishes Shmonesre. What did I do here? What did I do here? The first one was the right Brocha. I said the Saint Brocha. I made a mistake. I should fly to America in the middle of Shmonesre. What's going on here? He said the right one and now he said the wrong one after it. He came to ask the Chazon Ish if he was Yoitze or not. The Chazon Ish said he did in Yoitze. He has to say all the Shmonesre again. Why? In the beginning he said the right one. The beginning he said the right one. But the other one was the wrong one. So we can see from here that when someone says a wrong Shmonesre in the middle, how does it help to replace, how we say, to betaken? To replace? Rectify. The Shmonesre. So I had once a Moiradike Chidush. Moiradike Chidush from the big Rosh Shiver, Michael Yehuda Lefkovich, Zeicher Tzadik, Kodesh Livroche. Michael Yehuda Lefkovich told my father, he said, the Svore is like this. When a person davin Shmonesre, and he comes to the end of Shmonesre and says, Yiyu lerotzoin imrei fi vehegyoin libi lefonecho Hashem tzuri vegoyali. In these words of Yiyu lerotzoin, he tells Hashem, please, whatever now, however I finish now the davening, this what I moiser to you, this what I give in to you, and please, you shall go lerotzoin. Says Reb Michal Yehuda, that when someone said something wrong in Shmonesre, he said, Mashi v'ruach u'moirid ha'goshem. He goes back after it and says, whatever, Moiridatol Michal Kelchaim Mechesed, or to Bnei Chutz Loretz, Rav Lo Yishia Michal Kelchaim Mechesed, we ask him the question, how can he metaken? He had in his Shmonesre, he had a klole. The klole stayed there. How we can metaken in his, to come back to Moiridatol Rav Lo Yishia? The answer is, when you come to Yir Lerotzen, then you can decide a koyach of a person of tefillah, to decide which one I want to send to Hashem, shall be lerotzen. The other tefillah, he comes to you lerotzen, and he said, Hashem, in the beginning I said, mashiv ruach wrong, or be yiyu lerotzo inim reifi, which one I want to send you? The second one, what I said after it, I went back, I was metaken, I said, rav lo yishia bechal kelchayim mechesed, moirid atol bechal kelchayim mechesed, not the mashiv ruach. This how it helps, but it's not metaken. Behemes the klole stays. You can't be oiker the klole. So why we go back? What will help to go back? It helps to go back to send for HaKadosh Baruch Hu the right yiyu lerotzen that we send whatever we want to send. Let's go back to our funny question to the one who said the right broche. He said the right one. He said the same talumoto. He said the same broche in the same. Finish Mevorech Hashonim, and after it, after Shmonesre, 1 second. The first one I said, the right one. Why did I go back? His mamesh, this guy is a stupid guy. Why? Because when he said Yiyu Lerotzen, he could change him his mind. Moiradik Echidush Kontura Michal Yehuda. Someone who said the right one, and after it went back and said the wrong one. And he comes before Yiyu Lerotzen and remember, oi! What did I do? I said the right one in the beginning and I came back again. He can change now Yiyu Lerotzen the mind and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I want the first brocha you should accept. He can metaken, it's a moiradik echidush over Michal Yehuda. So what's the eitzah for us not to forget? To daven like we need, to daven in the Seder. It reminds me a beautiful story. I met once a couple. We now here now in the days of Sfira Soimer. I met a couple who are very fine Yiddishkeit. And one of them came to me and said, Shavuos is a very big day. Shavuos, we eat cheesecake. Right, in Shavuos we eat cheesecake, is a big day. We, for Achone for Shavuos, you know what our Achone is? Every day we eat a piece of cheesecake in our house. Pshh! This is the Achone of Shavuos by him. So I asked him, what do you do if one day you forget to eat a cheesecake? So he said, he answered, the next day we eat a cake without a brocha. This to teach us that our achonet for Shavuos is to daven like we need, and benodom lachaveiroi. Reb Moshe Feinstein, we are now today Rosh Chodesh Iyor. Iyor is Rosh Teves, Ani Hashem Roifecho. We went out from a month of Geule, coming into a month of Refue and Yeshuas. Reb Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livroche, in the last day of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Iyor, it's always 2 days. He gave a krecht, a big krecht. Someone asked him, what happened? So he said, we are now in the last day of Nisan. Tisha B'Av, on Tisha B'Av, everyone sits on the floor. And all the troshes that we hear all the time on Tisha B'Av, why the Beis HaMikdosh got this trove? Benodom Lachaveiro, Benodom Lachaveiro. Everyone speaks of Benodom Lachaveiro. On Tisha B'Av, after the Beis HaMikdosh got this trove. He says, Reb Moshe Feinstein, I don't understand why in Chodesh Nisan, we never hear someone speaking on Benodom Lachaveiro. Says Benison Nigalu, Benison Asidim Leigoel. This means today is the last day that we can still, especially Yisrotzen, to bring the Geula that we wait for thousands and thousands of years. So today is the day to speak on Benodom Lachaveiro, says Moshe Feinstein. And these are the days when says in Chazal 24,000 Talmidim Rabakive Ed Sheloi Noa Guzebo Ze Koved. No, they didn't chepe one the other one. They just didn't give a covered one to the other one. Benodom lachaveiro, a kleinekait. Maybe they didn't say, it's not our musogim mechlan. We're speaking on tanot, tanoim, kdoishim. Mistome, the good morning wasn't so 100%. The smile wasn't 100%. Sheloinu agu covered zeboze. I will share with you a beautiful story that happened now, Erev Purim. And this can be a beautiful lesson for us, how to come and to metaken our midas, to work on the midas that we all know, that in our Torah, Kedoshim doesn't say nothing about midas, because they say, the Magid Meduvne already says it, that was someone once wanted to buy apartment, a house. So he sat down with a kablan. How we say kablan in English? I don't know. A kablan, the one, the builder, the one who builds the building. They sat down on everything. On everything they sat down, all the details, what will be there, where will be the taps, where will be the dining room, where will be everything. And they made up a price. And the boss went so happy. And suddenly, after a few minutes, the guy who comes to buy the house, he remembered that he didn't speak about the esoides of the house. How much will cost him? The esoides of the building. He came to the kaplan and said, one second, we didn't speak on the price of the bill, of the esoides of the building. He looks on him with a smile. How can I build a house without the esoides? See, this is part. Without this, without the esoides, we can't build a house. Says the Magid Meduvne, the esoides of the Torah, without Midas, we can't study Torah. This is the esoid of the Torah. This comes before Derech Eretz Kodmo LaTorah. But I want to share with you a beautiful story that I had from my father. Now Erev Purim fresh from this year. I don't know what's the minig in Chutz Loretz, but in Eretz Yisrael is a new minig. A few days before Purim, Baruch Hashem here in Chutz Loretz, You have every Yom Tev, you have 2 days Yom Tev, you are lucky. We in Eretz Yisrael, we have only 1 day Yom Tev. Once a year we try to do at least 2 days Yom Tev, is Purim. At least 2 days to keep Purim. Bnei Brak, we run to all the way, wherever is in Yudalet, Tesvov, we try to keep Mishum Sveike de Yoime, for the wine, to drink more wine. But in Eretz Yisrael, they have a Mineg, to get dressed up the children, a few days before Purim, they go to school, dressed up, Tachposot, with nice costumes. And Bezois Hashono this year, was a daughter of someone, 12 years old, who they dressed her up, I don't know how to say it in English, I wrote it here, with a Rubik's Cube. Kubiyam Garit it's called. Rubik's Cube. Hours and hours and hours of work. Can you imagine? To put it round the neck and round the body. All the colors, yellow, orange. Hours of work. And on the way to school, with the, can you imagine this girl going so happy, such a costume that we don't find every day. Comes a boy 9 years old, sees these costumes, runs towards her, pulls the costumes, tears it to pieces, and smashes it. Mamesh giving her a ganze, puts her on the floor. All the people came there and tried to catch him in this. By the time they came to caught him, to catch him, he was already disappeared. He ran away. They saw, someone followed him and saw from where he came from which school he came. She, of course, started to cry and cry and cry. They phoned the father straight away to come. The father came. Can you imagine what agmas nefesh of works of hours? The father says, I'm going now to the school. If I catch him, this boy, oy vavoy, what I'm going to do for him. I'm going to smash him to pieces. He comes to the school. He comes in. Kuloi mamesh molei cheimo. Comes into the school, the menahel says, starts to scream on the menahel. The menahel says, come with me to the office. We're going to go through on the computer. Show me exactly what boy in the school is it. Maybe you will recognize the face. And they go through for a few minutes. And suddenly, the door of the school opens. And the boy walks in. Oh, this is the boy. This is the boy. And the father starts to scream on him, and the menahel, keep calm, keep calm. He says, this is the boy. And the menahel got whiter, his face, than the wool. He became a white like the wool. He didn't know where to put himself. After a second, the menahel takes out a lollipop, a very, very special lollipop. 10 rounds to the boy. Take it. Have a sweet day. Go learn with Gishmak and be Matzliach. And he walks out. And the father looks there. What's going on here? What's going on here? Instead to shout on him and to scream, this is a Midas, this is how we behave. What you did, Yagmas Nefesh of ours. So he says, I want to tell you. This boy is a Yosem. Half a year ago, he lost his mother. Rachmon el Islam. His father is an oismensch. Oismensch is no house there. No happiness in the house. He's no one to give a love, a kiss for this boy in the morning when he gets to Cheder. I'm promising you that he didn't do it because he has a royal lave. Because he's a bad boy. He did it because he's jealous. He's having a hard time. The father was so misspoiled. Azach Chizuk. He decided the next morning he's going to phone up the boy. The next morning, I'm finishing. The next morning, he phones up the boy. He says, I'm the father of the kid. Would you like me to make for you the same costume that we did for our daughter? And tears comes out from his eyes. He says, of course. Of course. No one did for me a costume this year. And the father started to cry together with the boy and told the boy, I'm promising you, come now home. We are going to do for you the same costume Rubik's Cube. The father learned from it a lesson for life. When you see a person does something wrong, not always you have to start to scream on him and to fight with him straight away. It could be something disturbs him. Could be he didn't have something to eat. Could be a few days he didn't eat in the house. Could be he's a yosoim. Could be he doesn't have a house, a home. He was so nispoil, and of course the boy after it apologized and asked Mechile. But this to teach us the biggest achone for Kabbalah Satoire is Shaloi Noagu Kovit Zebozef Arkert. We shall work on the Midas to be Mechabed one the other one, and could be already in this Shavuos we will Zoiche together to meet all of us in Yerushalayim Abnuyo Bimeiro V'Yomeinu Omein. Thank you very much.
Amen.